Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a Friday, Getaway Friday, October the 20th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour. And you are tuned to WGH Talk Radio. And let me tell you, did anybody else hear the Eddie Rabbit song last night in their head? I love a rainy night. Boy, did the rain fall last night. Or at least the rain was falling 10, 11 o'clock last night. Heavy rain is what they called that last night. It was a heavy rain night in Marion, Ohio. I don't know if anybody has a rain gauge and could tell us how much rain fell last night, but boy, I would guess it's quite a bit. It was raining pretty good from about maybe 4 o'clock on, but boy, the heavy rain hit last night. If anybody's got a weather total, give me a buzz here at the studio this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Getaway Friday, October 20th, 2023, 18 minutes past the hour. Yesterday was an interesting day here at the station, to say the least. After 2 years, we had on an interview that we had wanted to have on for 2 years. And the timing of it was very interesting, to say the least. Marion City Auditor Miranda McGinnis was on yesterday. And before we take some calls, because I hope people have something to say about that interview, that was our big surprise guest. I just want to give you a little background into this, because there were some things going on in the background yesterday. Now, obviously, we'd wanted to have Miranda on for about 2 years. Because a lot of stuff going on in the auditor's office. And Miranda, as she said yesterday in the interview, she's not a big interview person. She's not a big media person, which I think we can all understand that. There are certain people who just don't like to do that. Well, when the story came out early in the week about the city being fined nearly $200,000 by the IRS for not filing a health insurance form back in 2020, and the possibility of more fines, I thought, well, we've got to try to get Miranda on again. And she agreed that she would come on, and that she would come on Thursday. Now, I think she agreed to this Wednesday, because I'm pretty sure that story about the $200,000 fine came out on Wednesday morning. So Miranda said, I'll be there on Thursday morning at 9:15. I said, great. So I come in Thursday morning, and I look at the front page of the newspaper, and who's on the front page of the newspaper yesterday? Miranda McGinnis. And what is the headline? The mayor and two city council men, Mr. Rollins and Mr. Ratliff, call for her resignation. Now, she's coming in. I read this like 7:30 yesterday morning. And she's coming in at 9 o'clock, and they're calling for her resignation. So Miranda comes in the studio, and I wasn't even sure at that point if she was going to show up. Because I thought, how could we predict this? I don't think she knew it was coming, and I certainly didn't know that was coming. So she comes in, little after 9 o'clock, she pulls up during the break, she comes in, and I know she's already a little nervous about doing the interview. So I say to her, I say, well, I'm glad you'll be on live radio because you can't be misquoted on live radio. And I said, I know the last couple days have probably been difficult because obviously you've been on the front page of the Marion Star. And she said, you're one up on me. I haven't seen the Star yet this morning. She had not seen that article asking for her resignation. So right before we went on, and I'm not dramatizing this, and I'm going to use the word literally because this is a case where this would work. She literally saw and read the article about the mayor and two city council people asking for her resignation probably maybe 3 minutes before we went on the air with that live interview. So She certainly didn't have time to think up any response, but she did respond, and we asked her everything, and I hope you thought it was a good interview, because, and I hope it answered a lot of questions, because we did get a lot of response about that interview yesterday. Now, we'll take your response on the air, 740-383-9944, because we didn't have a lot of time to take, we didn't have any time to take any calls yesterday, because we went right up till 10 o'clock. So, do you have any thoughts on Auditor McGinnis appearing on this show yesterday and the whole situation going on with the city of Marion? Now, obviously, still fine, close to $200,000, but where do we go from here? And now they've asked for her resignation. So where do we go from here? The mayor has asked for it. Two city council members have asked for it. I don't know how many people have read that story that was in the Star yesterday, but it certainly is a question. Does anybody have any thoughts on the Miranda McGinnis interview that aired on the station yesterday from 9:15 until 10 a.m.? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have any thoughts at all on that particular interview. Now, I do want to mention today here on the station, we've got a jam-packed day ahead of us. Pastor Whitaker will be with us from 9:15 until 10 a.m. And by the way, if you ever want to call in during Pastor Whitaker's show, we had this conversation yesterday, call in. We don't always give the phone number and solicit calls, but if you ever want to call in during Pastor Whitaker's show, please do. I'm sure he would enjoy taking the phone calls. So Pastor Whitaker will be along from 9:15 till 10 a.m. Then we will have Matt Morgan in here from 10:15 to 11 a.m. Pastor Craig, 11:15 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then we will have The Exchange from 12 to 1. And Pastor Craig's new show debuts today, Study His Word, from 1:15 until 2. So we will be live until 2 p.m. today. Go ahead, caller.
Well, somebody's got to break the ice and go first. Might as well be me.
I'm glad you're there, because it was a big day yesterday.
Well, and in the words, I thought about what I'd say because I knew I was going to call in. In the words of Mr. Donahue, I don't want to look like I'm kissing a baby. That's a great phrase, isn't it?
He turns a good phrase, doesn't he?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you got to pay someone a compliment, you got to pay someone a compliment. But nobody wants to look like, what's that one phrase that I probably can't say or wouldn't even say if I could on air. But anyway, bravo, because I know that she was probably beside herself with nerves, but that came across as just like two friends having a phone conversation. Like, but it's not because you didn't ask her the hard questions.
Well, I appreciate that, because, as I just said, I wanted to give people a little bit of the backstory of that. She found out from me that they were asking for her resignation, and that's a tough position to be in minutes before you're going live.
Right, and I say bravo to both of you, because she did what Landon didn't have the cojones to do. At least she came on there and was held accountable.
And you know what? I think she will be back. I think she'll be back. But you know, boy, reading what the mayor had to say about her and reading what city council had to say about her to her, you know, those are very difficult questions. I'm glad it came across as a conversation, because I think maybe that put her more at ease. But boy, she had some tough questions to answer yesterday, and I don't feel that she ducked any of them.
Well, my hope for her is that she can just come back with a refreshed vigor, you know, and just that way she doesn't have to squirm when they ask her things. She can, well, here's your answers, guys, and just rattle it right off. And I hope that she's able to right all the wrongs in due time. That way, instead of them being able to say, well, we knew she couldn't do it and we told you so, she could say, hey, I did that.
Well, I want to ask you this, because this is what I really thought yesterday when the interview was over. For everything that's been written in the Star, and for everything that we've talked about third person without having her here, about not answering questions and asking for a resignation, did you get a new perspective on what was going on her end and why things are the way they are?
Well, you know, Scott, it's just like Granny used to always say, as big as the ocean is, there's two sides to that.
I think that's exactly right. Well, I appreciate the compliment, and I'm sure Miranda appreciates the compliment, and we know she listens, so I'm glad to hear that, too.
Have a good show, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, you don't have to kiss a baby if you call in, but trust me. It was a tough interview from the perspective. I had never met Miranda. That's the first time I'd ever met her. I'd seen her at city council meetings and things like that. I don't think we'd ever talked. If we had, I don't remember it. So that was really it. That's the first conversation we really ever had. And it was a doozy, to say the least. I don't think any questions were left unasked. It's possible, though. There was a lot to cram in there to 45 minutes, especially finding out, you know, I found out an hour before that they had asked for her resignation. I didn't know that was coming until I looked at the paper that morning, yesterday morning. Any thoughts on that interview yesterday? 740-383-9944. My real question, to be honest with you, is did it give you any new perspective? Because we've been reading the Marion Star, and we've been reading what's been going on with her, and we've been talking about it third person on the air, but did it give you a perspective from her side about why things are the way we are? And as I said to her yesterday, the rap on her is she can't answer questions, she doesn't know what she's doing, things of that nature. Do you think we got some kind of return on that interview yesterday? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. It's Pastor Craig.
Hey, Pastor, big day today. New show at 1 o'clock.
Yes, big day. New show, yep.
Looking forward to it.
Yes, me too. And are you flying solo in this first hour?
You know, I don't know how that happened, but yeah, I am.
Did somebody's alarm clock not work this morning?
You know, I haven't heard that answer yet. I messaged poor Matt about a half hour ago and have not received a response yet. He was here at 8 yesterday morning. Maybe all that excitement just wore him out and he can't come in till 10 o'clock this morning.
Or maybe he got confused in yesterday and thought yesterday was Friday, and maybe he thinks today is Saturday.
I know. Maybe. We'll have to hear, because he told me he got a new alarm clock that he has to get out of bed and go across the room to shut off. So we'll have to see what happened.
Yeah, I have to ask him if he's taking it out of the box yet.
I know. You know, he's got a little trouble. You know, he's a kid. He stays up till 5 o'clock in the morning, but hopefully we'll resolve that eventually.
Well, I thought the interview with Ms. McGinnis was very interesting yesterday. And I'll tell you, you know, from my perspective, it was very helpful to have that interview because, you know, she told us a lot about what she's dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, she's even getting blindsided by things that are happening, like, for instance, getting that latest letter from the IRS that a form was never filed, and the work that she had to go to just to find out what form it was and why it wasn't filed, and it really answered a lot of questions. And you know, it was helpful that she came on the show and did an interview with you, because obviously her predecessor, that's one thing he would never do.
You know what was interesting, and I really did think about this, and I think it was because of the interview and how she handled it. When I left yesterday, I thought, I wonder if people who heard that interview and only had read what they had read, I mean, we've done it on this show. We've just taken what we've read, and we've talked about it. And because she gave her side, this is why I can't answer questions. This is why, on the spot, this is why things are a mess. This is why these fines are coming. I wondered if it changed anybody's mind. Oh, I mean, that wasn't the goal of the interview, to change anybody's mind, just to give her side. But I wonder if anybody got a different perspective from just what they had read by finally hearing her explain it.
Well, I got a different perspective because, you know, when your last interview with Mayor Schertzer, you know, that's when his, you know, his attitude had changed toward her. And he left the impression with me that she had stopped talking to him. I got the impression from that interview with him that early on she was, you know, asking him questions and working with him. but lately she had stopped talking to him, and so he had less confidence in her. Well, you know, the interview yesterday, you got a much better perspective on what was going on. You're hearing the other side of the story, and that brings up the point that obviously the newspaper had not talked to her and gotten her side of the story.
You know, you just took the words right out of my mouth, and I don't want to come down like I'm smashing the newspaper, because, listen, there's one reporter over there right now. It's a very difficult job. It's difficult. But with these stories, what is sad to me, when you get a story, and it's the newspaper story, they got it first, that the mayor had asked for her resignation. Kudos to them. They got it. Did they even call her? That bothers me.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, because, you know, that's a big story. The mayor is asking for somebody's resignation. I mean, I think your first reaction would be, wow, we better go talk to that person and see what she thinks about it.
Well, and the story on Tuesday also bothers me a little bit, because, you know, that at that point, I hadn't talked to Miranda. I tried to set up the interview, and we had set it up. But if you read the story on Tuesday about the nearly $200,000 fine, you read down and you read, you know, Deputy Auditor Martin Watts has talked to Jason Schauber, and the city's likely going to see three more fines. And the mayor said in the article yesterday, he asked her if everything was okay, and she said everything was fine, and then come to find out all these fines and are piling up, and he finds out about it when he talks to Tarina Rose, the clerk, when he goes to find out what's on the agenda. Well, that's not exactly what she said. That's not exactly what Miranda said.
Right, exactly.
So I think
it was great to hear the other side of the story.
Yeah, did they talk to her? That's, I guess, what it all comes down to. And I don't fault the mayor, and I don't fault Jason Schauber or Martin Watts for having, I mean, they can say what they can say, but did the paper even approach Miranda? That's what I don't get.
Right, yeah, that's a big question there.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to the new show today, and of course, the 10 o'clock show, and we'll hash, we have a lot to talk about today at 12 o'clock, certainly more about this, and also, I guess, Jim, we'll know by that point, Jim Jordan's going up for number three today at 10 o'clock.
We may just have to go all day long. Take no breaks. Live broadcasting for the next 12 hours.
We might have, it's a big day. Thanks, Pastor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Yeah, our speaker, maybe our speaker after 10 o'clock this morning, but our representative, Jim Jordan, taking another vote, having another vote today to see if he will be Speaker of the House. 10 o'clock this morning, that vote will happen. We'll let you know when we know. But yesterday, it's interesting. Something might be different. Two votes were taken. He did not get enough votes either time. And he said he wasn't going to do it, go up for a third vote. But apparently there were some meetings yesterday, and now he feels like he'd like to go up for a third vote. So maybe he changed some minds yesterday, or maybe some minds changed. I don't know. We'll find out as this morning progresses this Friday. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any more thoughts on the Miranda McGinnis interview yesterday? But I like that the pastor called in there, because I'm really starting to wonder, and it's a tough job. Again, I'm not trying to be critical of the Marion Star at all. I'm not saying that at all. But when somebody makes an assertion about somebody in an article, wouldn't you want to ask that person if that's true, or at least get their side of it? I guess. I don't know. It's hard. Journalism's hard. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not hard to track everybody. It's hard to track everybody down. It's not an easy task. But that's where we are in life at this point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. One of the big problems with this whole thing is that not everybody attends city council meetings. And certainly, we're not there when the mayor's asking for her resignation. So, it's all, we're getting it from the people who are there, and in this town at this point, that tends to be the Marion Star. You know, we don't know what's happened with Matt at this point. I don't know if he's overslept. We hope Matt's okay. Hopefully we'll see him at 10 o'clock this morning. But we got a lot going on here today, 37 minutes past the hour. Any more thoughts on the Miranda McGinnis interview? I'm curious to know what people think, because, again, the goal was not to change people's minds yesterday. That's never really the goal of an interview. The goal of the interview is to get the facts out to people, or at least show the other side of the story. And I hope we did that okay yesterday. But you know what? The mayor is scheduled next Tuesday for his monthly visit, so we'll talk to the mayor. And maybe he'll have a different point of view on things that Miranda said. I don't know. But when everybody speaks, I think we get a better grasp of what's going on. And I'm glad that Miranda, as Pastor Craig said there, I'm glad that Miranda did come on in... I'm glad that he came on, or she came on, when Robert Landon did not come on. Because it's unfortunate to me that Robert Landon never did come on. Because maybe there were answers to questions that we all had in regard to him. I don't think the interview with Miranda was combative. I think we asked all the important questions that needed to be asked. Like I say, I hope we did. But I don't think it came off as combative. It was, here's what's said. What do you think? Is this the case? Because again, the knock on Miranda has been she can't answer questions during meetings. And the mayor has now said he doesn't think she knows what she's doing. I think that's a paraphrase from what was in the Marion Star yesterday when he asked for a resignation. But... or think she should resign. However you want to phrase that, I guess. But that's the way that cookie crumbles. Again, the phone lines are open. We are in the studio today. 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear your opinion on the interview yesterday. Or all the news going on here in Marion at this point. And trust me, there seems to be a plethora of it. We've got a $200,000 fine coming our way from the IRS. We've got, obviously, still problems in the auditor's office. I don't think Miranda would deny that. And then we've got the mayor asking for Miranda's resignation, or asking her to resign along with two city council members. Do you think she should resign? You know, there's a question we haven't really tossed up here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. How are we doing this morning?
Hey, good. Haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Yeah, it has been a while. Just busy. I got a quick minute here. I just wanted to call in and say that we had at my house 1 inch, and then my buddy down the road, he had exactly 1 inch, so right around 1 inch, maybe a little bit under.
1 inch last night.
And it's still down.
Perfect. Hey, thanks, Ryan. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Scott. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, 1 inch of rain overnight. You know, I can believe that. It just sounded like it was coming down something fierce last night after 9, 10 o'clock. Now, I don't know how long that continued. But boy, when I went to bed, it just sounded like it was really pouring. 1 inch of rain. Looks like 1 inch or a little under, I guess, is where we are. You know, it didn't start early in the day. It kind of came late. 4:30, 5 o'clock yesterday? I was here at the station last night. We had a little meeting last night, so I was here. It was raining pretty good then. But there was a break in it last night. Because when I got home after the meeting about 8 o'clock, it really wasn't raining then. But boy, it kicked back up 9, 10 o'clock last night. Does anybody else have any weather readings or like to comment on the Miranda McGinnis interview? Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I guess the question now when it comes to the McGinnis situation is, do you think she should resign? Because they have asked for her resignation. Now, she said very How would you, what's the right adjective to use here? Strongly. She said very strongly here yesterday that she is not going to resign. So I don't think that's going to be happening. But again, where do we go from here? Do you think she should resign? And I know a lot of people who've called into this station have been very favorable to the mayor in this conversation. Do you think he should have asked for her resignation or called on her to resign? And the two city council members, Ayers Ratliff and Mr. Rollins, I believe were the two that did that as well. After hearing her yesterday, do you think that she should resign? Again, don't think it's going to happen. After talking to her, but here we are. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Marion's News Place. And again, if you want to hear that interview, you can always go to the website, WWGH1071.com, and hear the interview in its entirety. I'm sure a lot of people checked that out yesterday after it aired. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anything on the agenda? Last night, we just got together to talk about the election coverage coming up on November the 7th. Make sure, see, you know, in the past, we have just kind of told people where to be. Well, last night, we just kind of said, okay, Linda, are you going to go to the Democratic headquarters? Terry, are you definitely coming into the studio? Sean, are you going to be in the studio? That's pretty much what was going on last night when it comes to that particular meeting. So it was all about election coverage, and I think we're going to have great election coverage coming up on November the 7th, starting at 7:15 p.m., so there you go. 740-383-9944. Pretty much a production meeting, I guess is what you would call it. We have done election coverage. I think this will be the 10th time we've done it on this station. And in the past, we had never had a get-together meeting prior to it. And I think that caused some problems because people didn't know where to be or what time to be there. And so we cleared all that up last night. Face-to-face. So everybody will know where they need to be and what time they need to be there on election night, November the 7th. And it was just Terry and Linda and Sean and myself last night. So we are putting some thought into this night coming up November the 7th, starting at 7:15. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, I'm just calling you from Kentucky.
Oh, you're in Kentucky already, on your way to Georgia.
On my way to Georgia, all right, yep, I'm in Kentucky, yep.
How are things going?
Not too bad, the traffic's not too terrible. The rain is a pain in the neck. And but other than that, I'm on the other side of it. I'm like in Florence, Kentucky. I don't know if you heard of Florence.
I don't think so.
Yeah, y'all come back, you hear, yeah. I'm in Florence, Kentucky, and it stopped raining right now. It's just like a little sprinkle now, finally. But it's a pain in the butt driving through the rain. But other than that, pretty good trip.
Good.
So far, yeah.
Any thoughts on what we've been talking about here this morning?
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the Miranda story.
Go right ahead.
You know, it was a very good interview yesterday. I listened to it, too, as Pastor Craig did as well. I think the poor girl, I think they need to give her a chance. I mean, like I said, she got into that mess with a whole bunch of Robert Landis stuff. So I mean, she, you know, it takes a few years to get that all straightened out. So they got to give her a chance to get that all worked out. You know what I mean?
Well, it's interesting because clearly, as we know yesterday, the mayor and two city council people have asked for her resignation. She says she's not going to resign, but
For her.
Well, what do you make of that development in general?
I think that's just nonsense. I mean, when you have a mess that you have to deal with, I mean, she can't catch every little thing unless it comes up on her desk because she don't know what he did wrong and what he did, you know, what he did and what he did wrong. I mean, give her a chance. She's only been there, what, a couple of years, and, you know, a lot of times, and, you know, we all know the government's slow, so the time, time they got the paperwork is a year later anyway. So give her a chance, you know, to fix this stuff.
Well, I think that is becoming an issue. I think, you know, the knock on her has been she can't answer questions in the meeting. And at least we got an answer yesterday as to why that was.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, a lot of times you don't know all the questions. I mean, I guess you could, like she said, you could be a politician and lie about it. And, I mean, that's a simple truth right there. I mean, if you're a politician, they just make up stuff, so... I mean, obviously, you want to know the truth. You don't want to make up a story.
I don't think she said you should lie, be a politician and lie about it.
I just rebutted that. I just said that because, you know, most politicians, they don't, you know, let's be frank, they're not always across the board, right? They're not across the board. They're not. I ain't saying some of them ain't honest, but some of them just make up stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true. Say that. Are you saying politicians make up things?
Not all the time. I'm just saying sometimes they when they come across, they don't tell the whole story. That's what I'm trying to get at.
I don't know. You know, I don't want to say that because, honestly, I don't know why people do what they do. I think sometimes people, like yesterday, Jim Jordan said he wasn't going to run for speaker for a third time, and then this morning he's running for speaker for a third time. Now, I don't think he was, right, but I don't think he was lying or trying to mislead. I think he had meetings with people yesterday, and those people maybe changed their minds. And I feel that's why this is happening. And if he is elected speaker this morning, we'll know why he called for a third vote. So I don't think always at the time they know. I think just like in anybody's life, you can say, well, I'm never going to do that. And then something comes along and somebody says, well, you know, you really should think about it, sleep on it. And you do. And then the next day you end up doing it anyway. Now, does that mean you lied when you first said you weren't going to do it? I don't think it means you lied. I just think you got new information.
Well, I guess that's true, too. But like I said, I'm not calling the politicians liars. I'm just saying that sometimes you just don't get the whole truth out at once. You know what I mean?
It could be. And I think a lot of times you don't get a lot of the whole story because I think a lot of times you can't give the whole story. I think there are things going on that have to be protected, certainly dealing with financials. I think things have to be protected dealing with investigations that are going on. I think sometimes you can't tell the truth because you're told not to.
Well, yeah, it's true, too. I mean, maybe they're not allowed to. I don't know. I'm not a politician, so maybe I just don't know the rules. So maybe I'll redirect my question on that, I guess. Because maybe I don't know. Maybe like you said, they're not allowed to. I don't know. But all I know is they need to give this poor girl a chance to try to fix the mess. Because who say if they bring a new person in there, it'll be even worse. You know what I mean? She's already got 2 years underneath her belt. Yeah, granted, she said she needs more help. Well, you know what? Get some help in there for her. You know? Get her some help or whatever they need to help her out. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's what... you know, I don't know what kind of mess the office was left in. I think that's still a big question. And, you know, where we go from here, I have no idea. I think she has said what she has said, and I do think it changed some minds yesterday. I will say that, though. People I talked to yesterday seem to feel a little different now. Now, the whole thing about did the newspaper go and try to get in touch with her, I don't know. But, you know, running those stories without getting her side of the story, I think, is fascinating.
So she had no clue that they were asking for that, or did she know that they were asking
for the resignation?
For her? Yeah.
No.
Oh, she had no clue.
Nope. When she came in, when she, I told her, I it was in the paper, I had seen it at 7:30 when she came in, right before we were going on, I had said to her, I said, you know, I know those last two stories, the last 2 days in the Marian Star have probably been kind of rough for you, so I'm glad you're doing this interview, and she said, well, you're one up on me, I haven't seen the Marian Star this morning. So she pulled it up, and I said, did you know about that? And during the interview, we talked about it, she said, no. She said the mayor had never asked for her resignation. She said she, that had not happened, face to face.
So the mayor wrote that to the paper or gave that to the paper.
Well, I don't see again. Now there's something I don't know. I don't know if the mayor called the paper and said that, or if the paper called him and he said it. I don't know. He'll be on Tuesday. We'll find out about that.
Oh yeah, it'd be interesting to find out if he did ask for it. And you know, you think they would call her and say, "Hey, you know, this is what we're gonna."
I would think if the whole story was about you and asking for your resignation, that they might want to get a quote from you before they ran that story. But apparently not.
I don't know. Sometimes we just don't operate correctly, Marianne. You know, we have a lack of communication. That's a big problem, Marianne. I mean, I lived in the city for almost 5 years, and trying to get everything switched around, and it's just a mess. I don't know. We our city's just a terrible mess in our as far as our local government goes. As far as I'm concerned, that's my opinion.
Well, I think a lot of people feel that way after reading the newspaper the last couple of days. But where it goes from here, I have no idea.
Absolutely. So, well, I mean, I guess we'll just have to. You know, pray everything gets better in our local government, I guess, you know?
We'll see. I'm glad she came on and did an interview, and from talking to her after the interview yesterday, just in a little message, I think she'll be back. So I'm glad that we're on that kind of level now.
Absolutely, and I hope you get some good answers from the mayor to find out exactly what went down.
But
maybe the mayor didn't know either the paper was going to write that. I don't know.
It's hard to tell. I will wonder if he was contacted or if he contacted them. I guess we'll find out on Tuesday, and we'll find out what he thought of her interview and what she had to say on the station.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, safe travels. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. Any thoughts on the Miranda McGinnis interview? Let's see here. Where are we? 54 minutes past the hour. Should she resign? That was the big tale yesterday. We didn't talk a whole lot about that, but you got to hear her story, which I think is very important. And I guess we go on from that particular point. Pastor Whitaker coming up next, 9:15 to 10 a.m. And 10:15 to 11 a.m., Matt Morgan will be here in the studio, I think, at this particular point. 11:15 this morning, Pastor Craig. 12:15, we have the Exchange Club, Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, and myself. And then Pastor Craig's new show, Study His Word, from 1:15 until 2 p.m. 740-383-9944. Big day here on WGH Talk. And then tonight, of course, we'll have the Friday Night Live program, 8:15 until 10 p.m. And we'll have a lot of fun with that tonight. 740-383-9944. Okay, any thoughts on any of that with about 5 minutes left in this segment? Should the auditor resign after her resignation was asked for by the mayor through the Marian Star yesterday? And what'd you think of the interview yesterday? Did you learn anything about her or how things are done? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you here at WGH Talk, as we do each and every morning. And it looks like somewhere near 1 inch of rain fell overnight. And as I said, boy, it was a rainy night, to be sure. And again, our representative, Jim Jordan, goes up for vote for Speaker of the House for the third time this morning at around 10 o'clock. Now, this could be very interesting because yesterday he pretty much said that he was not going to go up for a third vote. And then he had some meetings with some people, and now he is going to go up for a third vote. So we'll see how that all shakes out as time goes on. It's interesting, to say the very least. Okay. Well, there's a lot of other stuff to talk about, but I really don't want to get into it because we've only got 3 minutes. We've got less than 3 minutes before we come up on the break here. So I'm going to save a lot of this for the 10 o'clock hour this morning. I do want to thank one of our longtime listeners, Phyllis. I got my zucchini bread yesterday, so I thank Phyllis for that. Let's take the call here as we're coming up on the break. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I thoroughly enjoyed the interview, and I was so glad that you did that and that she came on, because I had started having my doubts, but I think she's really sincere, and she really wants to get this resolved, and she is trying her best. The only thing I wish that she would do, though, is Mayor Schertzer keeps saying that, you know, that he's offering help. I wish she would go to him and say, well, what help can you give me? You know, because he keeps saying that he wants to give her help, but they can't do her job. But so what does he mean? What kind of help can he give her? I just wish she would go to him and say, yeah, I'm willing to accept your help, any help that you can give me. I just wish that would happen. But I do feel that she is trying to do the best that she can do with what she has been handed.
Now, interestingly enough, we've seen what was written in the Marion Star the last 2 days. After hearing her yesterday, live on the air, did it change your opinion of what the situation is?
Yes, it did, because I was starting to lose confidence in her myself. But after that interview, I have more confidence that she is trying her best and that she will do everything that she can. And I don't see anyone else that could. Well, if they ask her to resign, what are they
going
to do?
Well, it's interesting because clearly yesterday she said she's not going to resign. But how do you feel about the mayor asking for her resignation?
I was a little disappointed. I could see those councilmen doing that, but I am a little disappointed in him asking for her resignation because, like I said, there's no alternative, and she is sincere. I mean, she wants to get this straightened out. I don't think there's anybody else that wants to step up. And where were they all when he was not doing the job, when Landon was not doing the job? Why didn't they call for his resignation? And there should be some way, something in place to get rid of somebody that is not, truly is not doing the job.
Two quick questions here. Were you surprised to find out that the mayor had not approached her with this resignation idea, that she heard it here yesterday?
Yes, I'm very surprised about that. So I'm wondering if it's going to turn out that maybe he hadn't officially asked for her resignation yet. Maybe this was just something. Well, we'll find out what he says.
Yeah, we'll find out on Tuesday. I look forward to that.
Because I have confidence in him and her.
Yeah, and the second question, when it does come back to the Robert Landon situation, I think the only person who called on him to resign, I believe, now if I'm wrong, somebody will correct me, was Mayor Schertzer, and I think he did do that on this show. So I believe he did, but I don't remember any council members doing that.
And they should have.
Well, it's interesting that two have called for her, so that's fascinating in a way. But yeah, we'll see how it all shakes out. I'm glad you enjoyed the interview, and stay tuned.
Yeah, keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. We got to go to break. Coming back with Pastor Whitaker and a whole lot of interesting conversation here on WGH Talk. Don't you dare switch the dial.
And the grand prize game. Oh, my goodness. How could we ever forget that?
Yeah. I would drive the my producer crazy sometimes. We always had to start with the same thing, which was, are you all set for lots of fun and fabulous prizes?